الله الرحمن الرحيم تتفيز أشعار وبعرف بالله هزت أقدس هزت معنا شاحكي محمد أقدس كاب نور الله مرقده فتايتل إيز تري عاشقو من جينا تري عاشقو من مرنا هي إيسي ترها سي ممكن تري راه سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا کبھی گریا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری دل حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے آشوبوں میں جینا تیرے آشوبوں میں مرنا تیرے آشوبوں میں جینا تیرے آشوبوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا جلد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا جلد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے آئے سیتا تیرے سنگ جل پہ مرنا تیرے آشوبوں سے سیتا تیرے سنگ جل پہ مرنا یہ تیری تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نہ تو تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نہ توکا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نال ندامت تیرے سنگ جل پہ کرنا میرا نال ندامت تیرے سنگ جل پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان نديك تذكره هما وقت يا ذكرنا ميري زندگی تحاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is a great poem of love and muhabbat in the bayan of our dad, Shaykh Abdul Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the purpose for which we are here right now, to understand the ma'rifat of muhabbat. The love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to link up to the hearts of the awliya. We have the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as the Wazir explains, to fall in love with the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. Right now, the love that we have for everything around us, whether it is purely for the sake of Allah, muhabbat for the sake of Allah, we learn from the levels of Allah. We fall in love with them for the sake of Allah. From there they will teach us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So that explains this beautiful poem that تَرِ عَاشِقُوا مَيْجِينَا تَرِ عَاشِقُوا مَيْمَرْنَا. That, oh my Allah, to live amongst your aashiqs and your lovers, those that have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true love, the sadiqeen. Allah ta'ala commands, kunu ma'a sadiqeen, be among those that are true in the love. They are loyal in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to die amongst your aashiqs and your lovers. So that explains, what does this mean? To live amongst your lovers and to die amongst them. To learn from them how to live. And to learn from them how to die also. How they live in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sabr they make upon the ita'at, the obedience of Allah, the sabr they make upon temptations of this world. And when it comes to dying also, mutu qabla tamutu. They learn to die before you really die. So that explains that when it comes now to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they begin to live, how they come alive all of a sudden. The tiredness is gone. We find our mashayikh also, in the month of Ramadan, in spite of age, then to 20, complete Isha Namaz, 17 rakats, plus 20 rakats Taraweeh, and no sitting down. But you see, the tiredness is still there. But ya Allah, to live in your muhabbat. Now I'm alive, now I'm awake. Once in Darul Muslim, when Abdullah Kapadri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, when they were in Dabal, and the guest speaker for the Jalsa was Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madni rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat came on a long suffer by train. This is the crowd, finished off quite late after midnight. Then he says, we entered into the guest room. Abdullah Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, we prepared a charpai, a bed for Shaykh al-Islam and Hussain Ahmadi, Rahmatullah Ali, to take rest. When he walked in, Hazrat over 80 years old, possibly at that time, very old, traveled so long, suffer, delivered the bayan, had supper late, enters the room to have a rest. The Ashiq of Allah. So he asked the Khadim, corner mein kya hai? What's in the corner? He says, on charpai for you. He says, for what? He says, for your aram. So usko nikalo. Take it out. Here's my chadar, here's my shawl, put it on the floor. I sleep on the floor. Says 2-3 hours of rest and already up 3 o'clock in the morning. So the Ashiqome Jina. To live amongst the Ashiq, how they did it? Say maybe on the same safar, another safar also. Very late at night, entered the room. Says one young Alim entered, caught the hand of Hazrat Shaykh al Islam Rahmatullah Ali. Say, Hazrat, I know it's late and you got an early morning train to catch. But I open on madrasa somewhere in the outskirts of the town. Please come make dua. Hazrat says in his bayan that you could see the eyes of the murid at this young alim. The Hazrat is tired. You know, take him now to make dua after midnight. Can't you think a little bit? Hazrat saw the reaction of the muridin. So he caught hold of that young alim. He said, chalo ham chale, tum log so jao. He said, come, I'll come with you. You sleep away, you people. He said, we fell ashamed. We went and stepped away. Hazrat went away to make dua for him. He said, Hazrat came back. He said, hardly an hour he rested. His tired body, and up in tahajjud again. Up in tahajjud again. They showed us how to live in the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we stay amongst them. So it says, they live amongst them and you learn how to live in the muhabbat of Allah. Not in the ma'asiyat, the disobedience of Allah. The day now we are awake to do long types of amusement and sport and everything else. No faida whatsoever for my qabr, for my akhirat. It's just to say more now, flesh and meat and muscle for the worms of the qabr. He says all this now to keep us fit for the sake and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how all of a sudden they get strength, they get the energy. We hear about Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, that absolutely ill, bedridden, can't even wake up. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Najwi rahmatullah alayh, only he could understand the speech of Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayh, he was so kamzor. But they say they would take him with his charpai, with his bed to the first saf for Fard Salah. Say after Iqamat was given, Hazrat used to get off the bed on his own, read the complete Fard Salah himself standing as normal. Make salam, salam, and back he slept on the bed. Where he got the strength from? That's the ishq and the love of Allah. It'll make you do wondrous things in the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hear about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they prepared to give up everything. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum was said that you have cataract of the eye. If you don't do this operation, you lose your eyesight. But what will be, what will happen in between? So they say, if you do the operation on you, then for a few days you'll have to sacrifice making sajda on the ground. This is impossible. I'm prepared to give up my eyes, but not one sajda. My eyes, but not one sajda. In the masjid, not out of the masjid. No social distancing, no mask. So I'll give up my eyes. And he said, I will perform my salah. And he did not go for the operation. Lost his eyesight also. But one sajda will not miss. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Riyashi Qawma Marana Hazrat says that to learn to die amongst your ashiq, that how when it comes to the masjid and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they become dead? How they become dead like they're lifeless now? There's nothing. There's no sin now to do the masjid, any sin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has Allah Ta'ala has given them, he just shuts down all of a sudden. We cannot do this. When it comes to obedience, you are alive. When it comes to the sin and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give up one sunnah, then we shut down. Impossible, we can't do it. And we've seen their lives also. When it comes, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu, that explains when they came to Baytul Maqdis, when they used to go to the haram, third haram, and the kuffar lined up the young girls to entice them. But Sahaba Ikram, the heart they had, now you shut down, Ya Allah, we cannot break your command. Then they were asked, what are these people? Are they stones? Are they rocks? They don't have any feelings. They had the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did wondrous things. When they learned the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
Then they became Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the Suhbat. The desire were here also to get those qualities. From the Suhbat of our Mashaykh and our Shaykh specifically, that when it comes to the obedience of Allah, now we are weak. So that says in the Bayan also, they say no, Sakina is coming down. So there now, we become Marna. Now we're dead in the Bayan. Now the time to become alive. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. See, Allah, in this it is possible to tread the path of your muhabbat and your love. There's no other way. This is the only possible way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes sabr upon the heart. The heart is saying something else against the commands of Allah, against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometimes to make that sabr, to break the heart, to crack it into pieces. Sometimes to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different conditions. That a person learns now when to make sabr, when to make shukr. Now my heart is opened. Now I'm enjoying my salah, enjoying my Quran tilawat. Now I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the entire day, I got my salah 5 times a day, alhamdulillah, in the masjid behind the imam. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sajda shukr, alhamdulillah, illadhi bi ni'mati. Tatimmu s-salihat. Yalla, the 5 salah I got for the day is only your tawfiq. I couldn't do it on my own. Yalla, you freed me. There was no problem. I didn't have any problem. There was afiyat for the day. Yalla, only you enabled me to do it. Teri raza mein jeena, teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, yehe tera fazal karna. Yalla, to live in your pleasure and for the sake of your pleasure also to become, to die. To live in your pleasure and to die in your pleasure also. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, once Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahman mentioned that this Ilmi Azim has been given to me right now. And he explains that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had in their heart this feeling that, Ya Allah, we want to show you how much we love you. We want to show you how much we love you. Like how a person naturally also is newly wed, he wants to show his wife, his muhabbat, his love. He becomes a poet overnight also in the love of his wife. Sahaba Ikram had this feeling also, Ya Allah, we want to show you our muhabbat and love. But Allah has revealed in the Quran, قُلَّ وَكَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. They say to them, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you take all the oceans in the world and double them in number, 7 oceans times by 2, turn all the water into ink, take the earth and the skies, make it into paper, take all the trees, turn them into pens, and I write the kalimat, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things will come to an end. And you will be unable to write the muhabbat of Allah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum then too, they learned the ishq of Allah jalla jalalu to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, our loyalty. Sakim sahab says, go to Uhud, Ya Allah, take all of us. And see the wafadari. And see the loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they were prepared to spill the blood. Ya Allah, we cannot write your muhabbat with pens and paper, but Ya Allah will write your love and your muhabbat with our blood. The Ummah will reach al-Qiyamah. This is such a group of men that were rijal, that were real men, that they had flowing in their blood the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They weren't afraid of death. They weren't afraid to give their lives in the path of Allah, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would break their backs, but they would not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, like this I will show my abdiyat, and this is only my servitude to you. And Ya Rabb, oh my Allah, this also is your fazl. That's from my side. This is only the fazl and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you unqualified for. Allah is giving free of charge. Yehi aashiqo ka shewa, yehi aashiqo ki adat, kabhi giriya wa bukahe, kabhi aahe, sard bharna. This is the way and the adat and the habits of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that then to upon the ibadat and the obedience, then to their crying. Hazrat says, we make istighfar upon our istighfar. We make shukr upon our shukr also. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq to make shukr. Ya Allah, I thank you for that. Ya Allah, I make tawbah istighfar for how I have made istighfar also. That they're crying upon even the good deed. Ya Allah, we didn't know ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's saying in his dua, oh Allah, we haven't recognized you as you should be recognized. And Ya Allah, we haven't worshipped you, made your ibadat to the haqq and the right of your worship. Ya Allah, you are beyond us, how can we? And that too, the ibadat we are making also, is that my tawfiq that I'm able to do it? Allah enabled me. Allah allowed me to do it. That too, shukr for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from their hearts they are crying. Upon even Hazrat says that when it comes to Jannat also, there are two queues. One queue is very long and one queue is very short. You see, we belong to the short queue. The long queue now, there's a, so to say, a teller, cashier there. It has a sign, awliya. This is the queue of the awliya. That now they all are waiting to get the tickets into Jannah, you want to buy it. How can you buy it? Look at my taqwa, my salah, my ibadah, my Quran, my dhikr, etc. So this is the line of the awliya. You see, we all want to get through that line. We want to become awliya in this worldly life. People know that this is wali of Allah. That line is very long. Not all going to qualify. That they have ibadat and they have all these beautiful ita'at of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Other line is very short. That line, the sign showing there, the cry babies. Those that make guna, they cry upon the guna. Allah, we belong to that line. We only make guna, but we cry upon that. On that Allah ta'ala falls in love with us. That he is making mistake. He's trying his best. He's trying to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he cries upon it. But inshallah, before he leaves this world, Allah will write his name in the register of the awliya. That he died as my friend, crying in my muhabbat and my love. That they say we belong to that queue. That we cannot put that line of awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very kamzor and very weak. But then too we will carry on trying. We will carry on trying. یہ عشق کی علامت ہے, عشق کی ضمانت, کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. This is the sign of the عشق of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guarantee of the love of Allah, that sometimes on the tongue is the ذکر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sometimes quietly in the heart also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person is so busy, is in jalwat, but his heart is in khalwat. His hands are busy, his mind is busy doing whatever work he is doing in his holy life. But now then he breaks away. Ya Allah, what am I here for right now? Not that I become so busy. As I explained recently also, فَإِذَا فَرَغْدَ فَانْصَبْ, so beautifully. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being addressed that, O Nabi of Allah, when you become farigh, when you become free, فَانْصَبْ, now ground yourself in the ibadat of Allah. This is sometimes your body is in zikr, tongue in zikr, the heart in zikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explained this in Tafsir Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatul Ali also. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word فَرَغْتَ, جَبْ تُمْ فَارِغْ هُوْ جَوْ, showing now that what you are doing right now, O my Nabi, is such a thing that you can become free and farigh from it. Is that something you do all the time? Hazrat says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you become free from your dini activities. The Shafi Sahib Rahmah explains, dini activities, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not involved in dunya. So Allah Pak is saying that when you become free from it now. These are just activities that you have to do, which is a responsibility and according to zarurat and need. When the zarurat is fulfilled, need is fulfilled, now become fariq. What were those things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was engaged in? He said he was engaged now in tazkiyah, purifying Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In da'wat, calling the kuffar towards Islam, ta'alim and ta'allum was taking place, learning and teaching. So when you become farigh, like a person learns now the fada'il and the virtues of wudu, it's a lot of virtue. So whole day I make wudu. You say, bhai, you perform salah. That is the maqsood, that is the objective. So he says, you cannot do this the whole day. He says, these are all wasa'il and mediums now to the objective, which is fun sub. Now ground yourself in ibadat of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, now become free, do it according to necessity and become free. And these a'mal also to facilitate now our ibadat, which is our objective. In our worldly life, added on our responsibility, earning our dunya. Not to increase our dunya. To earn so much of dunya, that now I am farigh, my heart and mind is free for fun sub, to ground myself at Allah's ibadat. I'm reading my Isha Salah, my mind is free. That I got enough food on the table, my children are clothed, I have a shelter, so I can read my salah with aram. So I'm free from that. Not that now I'm making dunya to make more and to make more, and to live it up and to live more, to live longer. That now when I'm in salah also, now I'm thinking the chakra of dunya, I'm going to finish quickly here and get back over there. Now everybody has become upside down. So when you finish from there, when Nabi fansabna, ground yourself in the ibadat of Allah. Fansab, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, fansabna, ground yourself in such a way that there is nasab, as it explained, there is nasab in the tiredness. So much of ibadat, O my Nabi, that you tire yourself. That your feet becomes fallen also. And what are those things to ground yourself in? Salah, Quran, zikr and dua. We have been made for this. This is the maqsood objective of your life. Everything else becomes tariq according to need. Now get back over here. Get back. You find the day of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for Fajr Salah. Use Fajr Salah, tie to the Tahajjud. 1/3 of the night. Then dua. Then Fajr Salah. After Fajr, short mashwara. Sahaba ikram's kar guzari. Now back to Fansab again. Ishraq. After Ishraq, a little bit of ta'lim and ta'allum. Then chast again. Then come after Zawal, 4 rakat Salatu Zawal. Then Zuhur Salah. Then Qairula. Then again Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, time of dhikr. Then after Maghrib, Awabin, to almost Isha. So the entire day was grounded in Ibadat. Break away from there, do a few things of dunya, come back again. So this is the adat and the ways of the ashiqs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sometimes on the tongue the dhikr, and sometimes the heart also, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, teri ashiqo me jina, teri ashiqo me marana. Hazrat says that the crux of my life, the support of my life is that to live amongst your ashiqs and to die amongst them. This is the crux of my life. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Where to live amongst them for as much as you can, litakunu mithlahum. Until you become like them. The person you see from the outside, others says, how many a youngster, how many of us might quote the malfuzat of our sheikh, but you won't say he said it. You feel shy to say it. You should be proud at the right time, right place. That where I'm getting this mal from, where I'm getting the supply of these beautiful gems and words, I'm getting from those hearts of the walis and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the support of my life. Every person needs a support, a spiritual support of life. Every family has a local GP. Oh, they have whatever support in their life. But when it comes to my heart and my spirituality, I also need a support. Who do I go to? Who do I make mashwara with? Who do I cry by? And take my guidelines from them. They say, these are the ashiqs of Allah. Who their hearts are involved in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Their hearts are brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much ishq, they say, is such that when the heart becomes so full of the muhabbat of Allah, with esteem, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that now it overflows. It overflows into the limbs. The limbs now are moving only in the ibadat of Allah, the obedience of Allah. That steam is so much that he says it penetrates the eyes also and causes tears to flow in the muhabbat of Allah. That is so much in the heart. Go to them and ask them, what do I do? This is my support of life. Mujhe khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai ya Rab? Tere aashiqo se seekha. Tere sang dar pe marna. Yeah, wallah, I did not know. Wallah, I did not know what it is to have the dard and the pain of your muhabbat and your love. Hazrat says, we saw our Dada Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And when Hazrat came to Durban once also to the Madrasa of Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and used to be there at night, and Ash'ar and Majlis used to take place. And Hazrat, in one hand, used to hold a tissue. And sitting there with eyes closed, and all of a sudden you hear, you feel that the choke that comes into the throat and a tear is falling down. The muhabbat of Allah. The body begins to shake. See, this is now that muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain of the heart. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say hadith, قُتِ أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. That oh my banda, go and look for me. Where you will find me? You will find me in the hearts of those that are brimming with my muhabbat and love. Go and look for me, you will find me definitely. You will find me there. Well, come with an open heart. Come with an open heart and you will find me in those gatherings of those awliya where dishing out that the jamu mina, those goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one word they say, Taqib al-Ummat, they say rahmatullah alayh, that before I became bi'at to my sheikh and I used to give a bayan, he said the entire member used to shake with me. And people used to look at me, what he say? And he said, after I took bi'at to Hadith Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he says, then the love of Allah settled into the heart. He said, I would sit and give the bayan, the member wouldn't shake, I wouldn't shake. But one word I said shook the hearts of the people. Then now they go connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This I learned from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting at their feet, putting their shoes straight. I learned the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeteri inayate hai, yeteri madad ka sadqa, meri jana tawaka, tera gham pe sabr karna. Hazrat says, this is only, Ya Allah, your inayat and your kindness. It's only your inayat. That, Ya Allah, I try to remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي بِإِطَاعَتِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ عِنَايَتِي. They remember me, O my banda, by being obedient to me. Don't break my command. And I will remember you with my gifts of my muhabbat and my love. Allah wants to give it. Who is there to take it? The Hakim Sahib Rahman will say, Allah has extended His hand of muhabbat and love. Who is there to hold, so to say, the hand of Allah? Allah has His awliya in this world, go and hold the kurtas, go hold their hands. Go and put the shoes straight and sit in front of them and take from that ocean of Allah's muhabbat. And say, Ya Allah, this is my weak heart that I have, that to make sabr upon your gham, upon that grief, that sorrow, that deep sigh and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm going to make sabr. Like how that youngster now, they get proposed, and now he's waiting for the date of his nikah, and they tell you now, after 6 months, he says, ah, after 6 months, and how every night he's crying, 6 months, how am I going to count the days, day by day? It's worse than lockdown for him also. So now, how am I going to wait for that day? That sigh, I'm waiting to get married. The lovers of Allah are waiting to meet Allah. Ya Allah, when will that mulaqat take place finally? There's so much we are waiting. So much, as Hakim Sahib Rahman, we hear also, when he had that stroke, he was smiling and laughing. He said, I'm waiting for that mulaqat. Like Sahaba Rayanum had that shuq and desire. He said, Ya Atahi Ya Rabbi, Ya Hey Tara, Tara Jazbe Pinha. Mera nalayan anamat risang par dar par karna. Yala, this is only your gift upon me. And this is that jazb of yours, that pull of Allah. When you will come over and over again, and Allah will see the talab and desire in the heart of the murid, that one, the person has that irada. Murid comes from irada. But he has that desire, that intention, that Ya Allah, I want your muhabbat and love. And Allah will see it, and Allah, through His sifat of jazb and pull, will pull you. When Allah will pull, then nobody can pull you back. When Allah will give you His muhabbat and love, will come into the halawati, iman will come into the heart, then, when Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, لَمْ تَخْرُجْ أَبَدًا. Then that halawati, imani, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come out of the heart after that. Now it's sealed in the heart, as long as you take care of it. Is Allah Ta'ala's sifat of jazb, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will pull. But to be the right place at the right time. Allah has nafahat. Certain times, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has, what you will say, He's in the airways, Allah's muhabbat is there, you got to tune your heart and catch that right station. And where the station right now is here right now. For us to tune our hearts. We have come for this, Ya Allah. Then now catch our hearts and pull it towards you. This is now the nalai and adamat. Yala, this is the cry of my heart of regret. How my past life has come out, Ya Allah, in jahalat, ignorance, in your disobedience. I missed so many namazes, so many years this and by like that. I was in school at the time, nobody told me. How many years this came out? I missed my Zuhur Salah, didn't go for Isha Salah, Fajr Namaz, I slept through. And I thought now school was everything, varsity was everything. Just jahalat, I thought dunya was everything. Ya Allah, now listen to the cries of my regret. And they say regret is such a thing which Allah Pak doesn't have in His treasury. Allah Pak loves regret of His banda. Allah Ta'ala loves when the banda presents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his regret, his sins, and his ajizi, his helplessness. Ulama say these three things Allah does not have in His treasury. Sins Allah Pak doesn't have. When it comes to ajizi, helplessness, Allah is al-qawi, al-powerful. And regret, Allah has no regret. Allah is al-Hakim, the all-wise. Every command, every action of Allah is full of hikmat. These three things Allah loves from us. When we present our gunas to Allah, Allah says, I love to forgive. When we show our ajizi, our inkisari, and our brokenness, Allah loves that. That is broken in my muhabbat. So upon that we cry, Ya Allah, my nadamat. How these things happen? I just missed out so many years in life. Now to quickly to catch up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, listen to my cause of nadamat and crying upon your threshold. Mera har khata pe rona hai. Yehi meri talafi. Teri rahmatu ka sadqa. Mera jurm afu karna. Ya Allah, this is how I will cover up for my past life. Then I will cry. Now I will acknowledge, Ya Allah. I will acknowledge it. That Ya Allah, I made a mistake. I broke your command. And to cry upon that, to become a crybaby. To cry upon that. And how Allah loves it. As Hakim Sahib is always saying, Rahmatul Alayhi, ila aneenul mudhnibin. That cry of that loose woman that sold her body for the night. Because whatever halas, the condition she has in her life, now she did the most evil act. She comes home, she takes a bath, she goes onto the musalla, She's on the musalla and she's crying to Allah. Ya Allah, please make me maaf. What I have done for the night. And next door to her is a wali of Allah standing in the musalla and tahajjud. And is enjoying his Quran tilawat. And here now there's a loose woman that has sold her body. And there's a wali of Allah. Hazrat Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, that this crying of this woman is more beloved to Allah than the tahajjud of that wali. Because that tahajjud possibly can bring pride into his heart. They look at my neighbor, what kind she is. Where she came this time of the night? Where was she the whole night? And what she's crying, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are still mine, I'm still yours. Ya Allah, there's no door besides yours. Your door is always open. He says, that cry, Ya Allah, I will cry from my heart, Ya Allah. How many years went like this in your disobedience? And the Torah also, Ya Allah, how many years I didn't realize I would cover my face. I walked around open, thinking now to flaunt my beauty. That my husband took me to all his eateries and places. Our little daughters, Allah Ta'ala has given them beauty and just displayed them from them, everybody. They're eating all together in the restaurant. Ya Allah, we didn't think that time. We thought this is up to date. That this is the thing to do. To go here and to go there, to just scantily. We thought to be now with the trend and fashion is the right thing to do. Ya Allah, now we're crying over the past. How? We didn't even know. We didn't fear that time also. And my husband didn't even fear that time. Just taking us all these places on holidays and vacations. And salah upon salah, the entire night in haram entertainment. Ya Allah, to cry upon this and now to cover this up. Ya Allah, now it's only the sadqah, your free rahmat that you are raining upon me. And Ya Allah, now to forgive the sin of mine. Tere shaan e jazb hai, ye tere banda par wari hai, mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. Ya Allah, this is only your jazb that now you made me understand. And now you put me towards you, my Allah. Now for me to show you my servitude to you. Ya Allah, how much I can do now. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how much they wanted to do after Iman came in the heart. Now they wanted to give up everything with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, now every moment of my life, from my heart, my entire body, my existence to be in your remembrance, to remember you, and to prepare for my akhirat. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Usse aa gaya hai jina, usse aa gaya hai marna. Hazrat says, now the crux of my life is that the suhbat of the Ahl Dil, those that have hearts in their bodies. For myself right now, we have rocks. Allah make our hearts, real hearts. When the hearts will come near, these rocks will come near to those that have hearts. Like what Hazrat said. Allah Ta'ala melt our, these rocks of ours and make them into real hearts. Where now these anhar and the streams of Allah's muhabbat will flow through. So Hazrat says, O Akhtar, that the suhbat of the Ahl-e Dil, staying in their company, when you will get this, and the suhbat of those that have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their companionship, then you will learn how to live, and then you will learn how to die. Now when I should live, how I should live my life, in the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when to die, and how to die, and how to give up your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Tabarak Allah will teach you. The more we will come and open our hearts up, then we will find Allah Ta'ala will teach us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.